Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please be sure to read through announcements. We have a whole lot of stuff starting up this fall with all the family activities or children's activities and things for adults and Bible studies for the women and a number of different things. So please be sure to read through bulletin this morning. Our elevator is working again. So if you need the elevator, you're welcome to try it. But we will keep the Saturday service over in the chapel. Saturday service is staying over there. All right. Let's see. What else? I think that's about it. Anybody else with announcements? Nothing? All right. Then I invite you to rise and sing as we sing our opening hymn, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing." Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Holy is the Lord, the Almighty.
He was, he is, and he is to come.
He is worthy of glory and honor and power. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain. By his blood he purchased for God
the people of every race and tongue, of every folk and nation.
Christ made of them a kingdom,
and priests serve our God.
And they shall reign on earth forever.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, mercifully continue to purify and defend your church. Since she cannot stand firmly without your power, govern her always by your grace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing the hymn, "As Rain from the Clouds." You may be seated.
Thank you.
Our first lesson today is a reading from Proverbs chapter 25. It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings is to search things out. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has material for a vessel. Take away the wicked from the presence of the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence, or stand in the place of the great. For it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. For what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. The word of the Lord. Our psalm today is Psalm 131, and we will read it in unison. O Lord, my heart is lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Our second lesson is a reading from Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Remember your leaders, those who speak to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of the lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. The word of the Lord.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully, and behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away and said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Come on down. Have a seat. How are you this morning? Good morning. It's good to see y'all this morning. I brought a balloon with me this morning. What can we do with the balloon? Blow it up. Yes, we can. Well, let's talk about blowing it up first, okay? A balloon is just a little bitty simple toy, but it can bring us a lot of happiness, can't it? Once we blow it up, what do we do with it sometimes? We can bounce it up. But when's the last time you've been to a birthday party? Did they have a bunch of balloons there?
Everywhere.
Right. I was at one yesterday evening, and there were balloons everywhere. Yes, sir. But sometimes they have balloons there. Sometimes they even have words written on them, like "Happy Birthday" or "Get well soon" if somebody's sick. And if you're really good, those long, skinny ones, you can blow them up, and you can twist them up, and you can make an animal out of them, right? Right. So they bring us a lot of happiness, but they can bring us sadness too. When are we sad?
When they pop.
When they pop, right. Sometimes that even scares us, doesn't it? But that makes us sad. It disappoints us. Do you know that we're like a balloon? Ever think about that? Yes, sir? I know. You go, okay. But sometimes we get so puffed up with ourselves and we think we are so important. We think we are so great and we think we're better than everybody else. Sometimes I say, "I am so smart. I'm smarter than anybody in my class. I am so good in sports. I can run faster than anybody. I'm in the band and I can play my instrument better than anybody else." Well, we get all puffed up about our own importance. But sooner or later, something's going to happen. I'm not going to do it because it makes too much noise. But I'm supposed to. But all of the air goes out, right? Can you bring it back to me? Thank you. Jesus warned us that this could happen to us. The Bible teaches us that if we are too proud and think too highly of ourselves, we are headed for a fall. On the other hand, Jesus says, we need to be humble. That means we need to think more about other people than ourselves. And we need to realize that it's through God's strength that we are able to do great things. And we will realize that it is through God's strength that we will be able to do great things and we will be given a place of honor in the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus isn't saying that it's not good to be smart and it's not good to play an instrument and it's not good to be good in sports. He's just telling us that we don't need to brag about it. We don't need to think we're more important than anybody else, okay? We need to think about other people. So from now on, when you see a balloon, I want you to remember that we should not become too puffed up with our own importance. We should not think that we're better than anybody else, or somebody will come along and bust our balloon. Y'all want to pray with me? Let's fold our hands. Fold your hands. Yoo-hoo. You on the end over there, Mr. Deezer. There you go. Jesus, help us to be humble. Remind us that whatever abilities we have are a gift from you, and that you are the one who deserves the praise. These things we pray in your holy name. Amen. Everybody gets a balloon.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As Karen was talking about, people like to be on top. You know, they like to have the awards. They like to be the best in what they do. We like to be recognized. We want other people to be able to see us and be proud of us and look up to us. I know when I was back in school, we would have put-downs. And a lot of times it was just in jest, but we'd put each other down. We'd say, you're lower than a snake's belly. Or, you're so low you have to reach up to tie your shoes. Or, you're so low you have to look up to be able to see down. And like I said, a lot of that was in jest, but a lot of time it got mean. If you remember back in junior high school, sometimes people could be pretty mean to each other with get the jealousy going with relationships and different things. But for the most part, people want to be recognized. They want to be noticed. They want to be looked up to. And, you know, we want to win the awards. We want to be the best in whatever we do. And competition isn't bad. There's not competition itself is not bad because it helps us to strive, to do better, to do more, to study harder. But at the same time, it can be devastating when we are not the best. And so what do? We try to put other people down. It goes back to that story of Adam and Eve. When they ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they knew that they weren't supposed to, but they thought, well, if I eat this, then I can be as important as God. And I won't need God anymore. I can be independent. I will be the most important. But what happens when they get caught? God comes to Adam and says, what have you done? He says, it's not my fault. She made me do it. So he asked Eve, what's going on here? It's not my fault. That snake tricked me. We blame other people. We put other people down because we think if we put other people down, if we stomp them down, then we look higher. We're above that crowd. We're above that fray. But in effect, everybody is brought down. Jesus tells a parable this morning, and he says he's saying, put yourself in the lower place, and then you will be raised up. This parable can be looked at in several different ways. One is just the face value of it, of what Jesus is saying here. He's basically saying, just like your mom said, mind your manners. It's good to be polite. It's good to be reminded that we need to take care of each other, to honor each other. You know, just doing the simple things like holding the door open, helping somebody carry something, saying good morning, shaking somebody's hand, recognizing that they are there. We have that need. We have that need to be social. We have that need to be accepted.
We have that need to be recognized. And we like to hear the words of praise. We like to hear that we have made other people happy. We like to see other people happy. And when we do when we are polite, when we remember our manners, when we treat each other courteously, it's much more pleasant than grumpy people just griping about other people. It's much more pleasant when we recognize people as being people, as people who are important. And so we raise each other up when we treat each other well, to remember that they too are human beings who need that recognition as well, that there are no nobodies on this earth. Everyone is to be recognized. God recognizes everyone. So the simple reading of this is to remember that a lot of times the social norms are good. It's for us to follow. It makes for a more pleasant way of dealing with other people, to be kind. And so just remember that way. Another reading of this then is talking to us as followers of Christ, of who we are as children of God. God calls each and every one of us to be his children. And that's not only good for me, but it's also good for everyone else. This isn't about me. This is about others. What Jesus is talking about here when he tells this parable of lower yourself. Put yourself down. Humble yourself, in other words. Don't be grabbing for the biggest, the best, always. Nobody likes a bully. Nobody likes that person who pushes and shoves to get their first place in the line. Nobody likes somebody who is going to be gossiping about you. That hurts everyone. Truths are not being told, and it hurts everyone. We don't like that person who is cruel, who will do anything to grab what they want. God calls us to follow the example of Jesus Christ. He calls us to be Christians. He calls us to be the followers of Christ, to humble ourselves, to remember what Christ has done for us, to remember that we are here to help one another. And when we lift each other up, everybody gets raised up. It's not about me, it's about community. How do we raise the community up? How do we raise each other up? If we see somebody hurting, help them. If we see somebody hungry, feed them. If we see somebody thirsty, give them something to drink. Jesus said, when you did it to one of the least of these, you have done it to me. And so we serve Christ by serving one another. We humble ourselves. And then we can also look at this parable in the deepest sense of it, because this is a story of Christ himself, of what God has done for us. God humbled himself in the most ultimate way. God took off his glory. He took off his power. He took off his sense of being almighty. And he came to this earth. God sent his son into this earth, and he was born in the most humble place, in some backwater town, born among the animals in a stable to poor parents. He didn't have a chance in life. People born that way just don't have much of a chance in life. But yet, that's the way that God chose to come to this earth, without anything, emptying himself completely. Jesus was raised. He learned a trade. But then again, too, he humbled himself. He gave all that up. He gave up his knowledge of his trade. He gave up the family who loved him to do his Father's will, to go out and minister to people, to go out and proclaim the kingdom of God. Jesus gave that up. He gave up what was comfortable to him. He gave up those things that made him feel at home, because he was home. But he left home. Jesus gave up those things in order to proclaim the kingdom of God. And while there, Jesus started to have a large following. He would teach and he would preach. People were fascinated by what he was saying. They also saw the miracles he performed, and thousands of people in some of the stories were following him, were flocking to him. And he got popular where he couldn't even move sometimes. The crowd was pressing in so hard around him. It did cause a fuss with the religious leaders. There was jealousy going on, and they were looking for ways again to put him down. If they put him down, then they think they are raised up once again. But Jesus didn't need to be put down, because Jesus himself humbled himself. He stooped down to the lowest of low in society. Here in this story, we see that he healed someone who had dropsy, who had withered limbs. He stooped down and he healed that person who had no rights and actually was looked at as being a sinner. Because in that day and time, they thought, if something was wrong with you, that you were being cursed by God because of sin. You had done some sin, or God had, or your parents had sinned, and so you are being punished. That dropsy is a punishment for your sin. And here Jesus says, you are forgiven, you are healed. Jesus stoops to the lowest of low. Jesus comes to us as well then too. He says, come, follow me. Come, give up all these things that you have, that you want to grab. All these accolades that you want to have. All these prizes that you think you have won. Come, leave those things behind. Come, follow me. Come, let's do ministry. Come, let's help other people. Come, let's raise other people up. And we do that by showing the love, the mercy, and the grace that God has shown to us. Because Jesus completely humbled himself. He was arrested, he was tried, he did not defend himself, and he was stripped naked and hung on a cross to die for the world to see. He gave up everything. He humbled himself even to the point of death. But because he humbled himself, he was also raised up. He was exalted. He was lifted back up and brought to his Father. And so he gives us that promise then too, that we too will be raised up. So these things on this earth really don't matter. What we are here for is to raise each other up. It's not the bottom line of our bank balance. It's not how many acres we own. It's not how big our vehicle is. It's not how many friends or followers we have on social media. It's about raising other people up. And that's who we are as Christians. That is our mission, is to proclaim that kingdom of God, proclaim that love, proclaim that acceptance that God has for us. We lift other people up when we humble ourselves. And eventually then too, we will be exalted to live with God forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn, Will You Let Me Be Your Servant?
Thank you.
Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray in the name of Jesus to our Heavenly Father for the church, the world, and for one another. Gracious God, fill your church with obedient, humble faith in Christ alone. Give it pastors, bishops, theologians, and lay leaders who speak your truth in love. By your Holy Spirit, inspire compassionate deeds and holy lives among all who name Jesus Christ as Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Bless the people of this congregation. Help us to remember that we always speak, act, and live in the presence of Christ our King. Let the way we treat everyone reflect his strong saving love. Lord, in your mercy. Calm the fears and give comfort and strength to your persecuted servants throughout the world. By their humble witness, cause their enemies to repent and turn to you. Lord, in your mercy. Bless this land with justice, prosperity, and integrity. Guide our leaders so that they may always remember that they must give an account of their deliberations and deeds to you, the King of all nations. Lord, in your mercy. We are often fascinated by power, prestige, and popularity. Give us the grace to notice and cherish the humble and the lowly who do your will. More than that, make us like Jesus, who is gentle and lowly of heart. Lord, in your mercy. Those burdened with pain, sorrow, and adversity need the strength and healing that only you can give. Quiet their fears, heal their bodies, minds, and hearts, and renew their hope. Bless all who care for them. Give them refreshment and resources to continue their ministry of loving service. We pray especially for Joe Barnes, Alberto Jimenez Jr., Rosa Harton, Catherine Glore, Lynn Magura, Nick Picard, Elaine Molina, Janet Lemke, Clinton Kaiser, Chandler Vaklovic, Sherry Hafling, Julie Dupree, Kate Janis, B. McNabb, Cheryl Leist, Carlton Bolting, and Spence Innocenti. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, thank you for receiving all who have died trusting in you. Quiet the souls of all who mourn. Teach us to live trustfully as your dear children. Lead us into your house, where with all whom you have redeemed, we will rest in your arms, delight in your goodness, and adore you forever. Lord, in your mercy. In the power of the Holy Spirit, We entrust our prayers and petitions into your hands, gracious Father, for the sake of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Wise and gracious God, receive the labor of our hands, these gifts of money, bread, and wine, along with the offering of our lives. Nourish us with the life of your Son, that we might be his body in the world, making known your abundant mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, come, for the gifts of God have been made ready for the people of God. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, Earth and All Stars, we will sing verses 1, 2, 5, and 6. First two and the last two verses. Into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.